Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on Apache, the Respatch route for rag-infused chaos in the Risers area of drum and bass production. In this one, we're not just making a sound that goes up, we're building a transition weapon. Something that feels like a respace being dragged upward through smoke, pressure, and attitude, until it finally tears open and drops hard. The vibe is classic DNB tension. Jungle energy, a little ragga swagger, and enough controlled chaos to make the build feel alive. The main idea is pretty simple. Start dark, move upward, destabilize the harmonics, add a vocal-like edge, widen the image, and then cut hard into silence or straight into the drop. If you get that arc right, the riser becomes part of the arrangement, not just background noise. Let's start by setting up a new MIDI track and loading Waveedable. For the core sound, we want something wide, aggressive, and harmonically rich. On oscillator A, choose a saw-based Waveedable or a basic shape that leans bright. If you can morph the table, set the position somewhere around the first quarter to halfway point so it has some bite, but isn't too thin. Add a small amount of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and keep the detune modest at first. We want movement, not mosh. On oscillator B, use the same or a similar Waveedable, but tune it down an octave. Keep its level lower than oscillator A so it supports the tone instead of taking over. If the synth gives you phase or random controls, offset them slightly, so the oscillators don't start in the exact same place every time. That little mismatch is part of the Reese personality. You can add a touch of noise if you want more air in the lift, but keep it subtle for now. The main job here is harmonics, not hiss. Now set the filter to something like low pass 24 or one of the more characterful filter models in Waveedable. Add a little drive, keep the cutoff fairly low to begin with, and set the resonance somewhere moderate. This is important. The filter is going to do a lot of the storytelling for us. It starts closed and controlled, then opens up as the riser climbs. Next, create your MIDI clip. 1 or 2 bars is usually enough. Start with a low note, something like F1, G1, or A1, depending on the key of the track. Hold that note to establish the core, then start layering movement near the end. A good pattern might be a long-held root note in the first bar, then an octave layer that enters quietly on beat 3. In the second bar, hold the root and octave together, then add a higher interval like a third or fifth near the end. In the final quarter note, throw in quick repeated hits or stabs. That gives the riser a sense of urgency, like it's getting more agitated as it rises. If you want more jungle attitude, don't make it too neat. Use short syncopated repeats, slightly off-grid bursts, and a few rhythm changes in the last half bar. That helps it feel more ragged and human, which is exactly what we want for an Apache-style energy. Now let's shape the actual rise. You can do this several ways, but the most direct method is to automate pitch bend inside the MIDI clip. Open the envelope lane, choose MIDI control, then pitch bend, and draw a smooth upward curve across the clip. If your pitch bend range is set up cleanly, this can sound very natural. If pitch bend feels awkward or too limited, you can automate transpose with an instrument rack, or automate tuning inside the instrument itself. The key point is that something is going up in a controlled way. You don't need every layer to rise exactly the same amount. In fact, it often sounds better when one layer moves smoothly, one gets unstable, and another stays more fixed. That contrast keeps the ear interested. Now we build the Reese movement with stock devices. A really solid chain here is saturator, auto filter, chorus ensemble, frequency shifter or redux, EQ8, utility, and then reverb or hybrid reverb if needed. You can also wrap the whole thing in an audio effect rack and keep it organized with macros. Start with saturator. This is where the core gets thicker and more harmonically rich. Push the drive a little, maybe a few decibels, and turn soft clip on if you want smoother saturation. If you want a grittier, darker edge, analog clip can be useful too. The goal is to make the Reese feel denser and more urgent without destroying the clarity. Then move to auto filter. This is one of your main tension controls. Use a low pass filter, automate the cutoff upward, and bring the resonance up a bit near the end so the filter opens with more attitude. If you want a brief tunnel or radio style effect, you can switch to band pass for a moment in the last section. That can make the riser sound like it's being squeezed through a narrow space before it bursts out. Chorus ensemble is great for widening the Reese and making it feel unstable. Keep the mix fairly low, maybe somewhere around 10-30%, depending on how obvious you want it to be. You want width, but you still need mono compatibility. In DNB, a patch can sound huge in stereo and still disappear if the center isn't strong enough, so keep checking the core. Frequency shifter is where things get weird in a good way. Use tiny amounts and automate it slowly. A small movement here can make the sound feel like it's warping under pressure. If you overdo it, it becomes too chaotic too early. A little goes a long way. This is the device that can give you that ripped, metallic, off-balance character. Redux can add digital bite. Use it sparingly and bring it in toward the end of the riser. Lower bit depth or downsampling can make the transition feel broken and hostile, which is perfect for darker jungle and DNB builds. Again, the key is control. You want the listener to feel the edge, not just hear noise. Now let's add the raga flavor. The easiest route is to layer a vocal one-shot or phrase. Load something short into simpler or a sampler, a shout, a chant, a rough spoken phrase, or any vocal hit with attitude. Then process it with filtering, saturation, reverb, and maybe echo for dub-style tail behavior. Even if the vocal is tucked low in the mix, it can add a call-out quality that instantly gives the riser a more human, more raga identity. If you don't want to use vocals, you can fake that feel with synth processing. Try a band pass auto filter, some facer flanger movement, a touch of corpus, and a bit of frequency shifting. Corpus is especially useful if you want a throat-like, resonant body. Keep it subtle so it feels like a hidden formant layer instead of an obvious effect. Now automate the movement over one or two bars. Take the filter cutoff upward. Increase drive gradually. Widen the chorus a bit more. Push the frequency shifter in tiny increments. Bring up reverb as the build grows, then cut that reverb hard before the drop. If you use delay feedback, let it bloom briefly near the end, then snap it back. That kind of late-stage automation gives you a real sense of release. There's a really important trick here. In the final eighth note or quarter note before the drop, remove the space, cut the reverb tail, reduce the low mids, and leave a brief vacuum. That moment of absence makes the drop hit harder than if you kept everything blasting right through it. Speaking of low mids, let's keep the bottom under control. On the riser track, use EQ8 and high pass aggressively, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the sound and the arrangement. In many cases, the danger zone isn't the sub at all, it's the 300 Hz to 2K Hz area. If the riser sounds exciting on its own but disappears in the mix, the mid-range may be too crowded or too scooped. That range is where the attitude lives, especially in darker DNB. If you want to go further, build parallel aggression. Duplicate the sound or use an audio effect rack with a few chains. One chain can stay relatively clean with the synth, filter, and EQ. Another chain can handle the dirt with saturation, redux, frequency shifting, and phaser movement. A third chain can carry the space with echo and hybrid reverb, then blend them with macro so you can control tension, dirt, space, and width from a few knobs. This is a very Ableton-friendly way to perform the riser like an instrument instead of just drawing automation. And that's a really important mindset shift. Treat the riser like a performance. Record some knob movements live if you can. Even if you clean them up later, those tiny imperfections often make the build feel more human and less like it was drawn with a ruler. Once the automation feels right, render the riser to audio. This is where the real editing power comes in. After bouncing, you can reverse the last bit for a pull-in effect, add tiny fades, chop the tail, or make the final moment more dramatic with a quick audio edit. Sometimes the best version of a transition is not the synth patch, but the edited audio that comes after it. Printing early and tweaking later is a very strong workflow for this kind of sound. For arrangement, think in phrases. In a 16-bar build, you might keep the first 8 bars relatively sparse and filtered, then open things up in bars 9 through 12 with pitch movement and stereo widening. In bars 13 and 14, bring in the vocal layer or more distortion. In bar 15, push the rhythmic stabs and formant movement harder. Then in bar 16, accelerate the chaos, swell the reverb, and cut it off sharply before the drop. For an 8-bar build, do the same thing in a tighter space. Establish the core, then open the filter, add unstable harmonics, and push hard in the final 2 bars. For a 2-bar fakeout, go full force in the first bar, then stop unexpectedly in the second bar, maybe with a rewind-style moment or a drum fill, and then hit the drop. That kind of thing works really well in jungle and DJ-oriented arrangements, because it plays with expectation. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't leave too much low end in the riser. If it fights the kick and sub, the drop loses impact. High pass it and keep the bottom clean. Second, don't drown it in reverb. Big reverb can sound epic, but if you never pull it back, the build loses urgency. Automate it up, then cut it hard. Third, don't make the rise too slow. In DNB, the final bar or half bar often needs to feel tight and intentional. Fourth, don't ignore the mid-range. That's where the aggression and character live. Fifth, don't make the sound wide from the very start. Start narrower and widen as the build progresses. And finally, don't forget the drum context. The riser should lock with the snare rolls, fills, and ghost notes. If the rhythm isn't supporting the build, the energy can feel disconnected. Here are a few advanced variations you can try. One is a two-stage rise. Build the first half as a dense, filtered reese. Then switch the second half into a thinner, brighter, more unstable texture. That change in character makes it feel like the sound is evolving, not just getting louder. Another is a call and dance riser. Use two layers, one low, angry, and rhythmic, and another higher, noisier, and more vocal-like. Let them answer each other every beat or half-beat. That creates a nice ragga jungle conversation in the build.